has a quotation on his website from John Muir. When we try to pick out anything by itself, we find it hitched to everything else in the universe. And that's what astrology really is all about. For example, your natal chart, the chart for the moment of your birth, it's all about where the planets were at the time you were born. And these ancient gods have a lot to say about how your life is going to go. Indra practices Vedic astrology as well as helping people figure out just who they are by using the Enneagram. And I'm not sure how many of you know what the Enneagram is, but basically it's a personality test, and there are 9 types. And seriously, when I had mine done, I understood so much more about myself and how I operate in the world. Indra was a businessman before embarking on his current adventures, and he really wants to work with people, helping them understand not only themselves, but their lives. Now, he brings up 2 people in this episode you might not be familiar with. Babaji was a Himalayan yogi and guru to many, and Yogananda was an Indian-American Hindu monk who introduced many to meditation and Kriya Yoga. I just wanted you to be familiar with these humans before we get into this episode. We talk cycles, the vibrations of colors, because did you know that every color that you see every day is the result of different frequencies of vibration? Yes, it's true. And then I wanted to make sure that you listen to the Easter egg at the end of this episode, because Indra has a special offer for everyone listening out there. All right, and that's it. So now, let's get to my conversation with Indra Rinsler.
But when I was just starting in spirituality, I had this experience of feeling that when you walk into a room that has a lot of people in it, like a party, say, you feel energy that's more than the energy that is apparent there. You feel more. Okay. And as soon as you feel more, that Pandora's box opens, that it's all a possibility.
The gist of my podcast is this question: have you ever witnessed or experienced something that was magical or miraculous in your life? Something that maybe helped you to see the world in a different way, helped you to understand that there was more going on in this reality behind the scenes than we actually understand? Something that changed your life? I'd love to hear whatever you have to tell me.
Okay, well, what I have to tell you, I'm going to be a little nonconformist here. I mean, it's like it's every moment, you know. I mean, it's every moment. There wasn't one event. I can't say that. I would say that the mystical experience, the near-death experience, the feeling, I haven't really had those. But the fact, what I have had is every moment feeling this incredible. In fact, you said something before that made me think of this. But when I was just starting in spirituality, I had this experience of feeling that when you walk into a room that has a lot of people in it, like a party, say, you feel energy that's more than the energy that is apparent there. You feel more, okay? And as soon as you feel more, that Pandora's box opens, that it's all a possibility. From the rising of Christ to the crucifixion to Buddha stories and Muhammad stories, they're all possible. The whole thing, anything that we read, near death, the Red Sea parting, any of it is a possibility. As soon as we think that there is more than what is apparent on the physical plane, then the whole game is that anything is opened. Everything is open for any possibility. That to me is the magic. The magic to me is each moment. But to this question, I wanted to give you a word. I wanted to give you a one-word answer. And I'm sure it's a word that you're familiar with. And the word is grace. Okay, that is when you're talking the magic, you're talking grace. And so it said that the grace is made up of 25% from us, but we have to give 100% of our 25%, 25% from Guru, which could be inner self, and 50% from God. That's the grace. Is that grace is that power, that energy, that things just are, that they just appear, that things just happen. And that is the miracle, that you think of something and then think of somebody and then they call you, or that you want a food and then it appears, or that you're looking for a solution and then it comes. And it's in each moment. It's moment to moment. It's not based on events. To me, it's not based on years. It's the minutes.
You know, it's actually a really gorgeous thought for me, because I do love science so very much. I think I read an article once where they said, you know, even inside a second, by the way that we measure time, so even inside a second of time is infinity. And that, you know, we use these delineations of hour, minute, day, to, you know, maybe get to the airplane on time or arrive at someone's dinner party on time. We need that so that we are showing up at the correct time. But really, it's an illusion how we've split all this up, how we split time up, and that within each moment, it's so beautiful. It's infinity is there, because there's every possibility, every, you know, and I think that's what I love about the breathing in the breath, because it slows me down so that I can become more in touch, more in tune with the possibilities in every moment.
Beautiful. I think the number that the colors vibrate at millions of times per second. And I thought about that. The difference between red and blue is that one vibrates at 400 million times per second, and the other one, or in a tenth of a second, I don't remember, but it's a phenomenal number. And then blue is maybe like 7 million times in a second. That's the difference between red and blue. When we live on that level, and that's a level that you're talking about here also, that I'm talking about and you're talking about with the breath, when you live on that level, then everything, what magical moments and what miracles do you experience? You experience them every moment of every day, that the water works, that Zoom works, that we found each other, that your calendar is the same as my calendar, and that the internet lets us connect. I mean, the whole darn thing is a miracle every day, as far as I'm concerned.
For listening to this episode of the podcast. And do remember, there is a special offer for my listeners at the end of the show. Please connect with Indra through his website and let him know you heard about him through this podcast. There will be a link to his website in the episode show notes, as well as his email address, so that you can contact him. I need to thank Indra for being a guest on the show and telling all of his stories. Carl Jung said, "We are born at a given moment, in a given place, and, like vintage years of wine, we have the qualities of the year and of the season of which we are born. Astrology does not lay claim to anything more." And I really like that image, that just as wine is a product of the wind and the weather, the land in which the grapes grow and ripen, so are we a product of the heavens, the positions of the planets on the day that we were born. It's kind of a lovely thought, and once again, connects us to all that is out there. And I'd rather live in a world where all is connected versus where we are all separate, wouldn't you? Please do remember to rate and review the podcast, and please do subscribe. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Indra. Always be searching.
always be looking for diverse and wonderful ways to get to know yourself, because they are out there. And never forget to look up. Look up and gaze at the stars.
And I want to make an offer to you that you can also put in your notes, if you'll allow me, to your audience. And that's two free offers, not just one free offer, but two free offers. The free offers are, if you email me your birth date, time, and place, I will send you your Vedic astrology chart. And it's not a reading. I'll probably make a comment or two, and I will show you a little bit of how to read it. But if you want your chart, I can send that to you. And the other version, the other free offering, is a simple Enneagram test in order to find your number, your point. There are 9 Enneagram points. Enneagram, the term Enneagram comes from Greek, and it means 9-sided figure. So there are 9 personality types. And so you can start with Enneagram by finding out your number. So if you send me, again, if you email me and request either the test or the chart with your time, date, and place, I will send that to you. And if you're interested in following up with what I'm offering, what is being offered, and learning more about me, if you're interested, then the website, indrarinsler.com, is the place to go.